Welcome to The Coach Approach, NSWC Carter Rock's podcast for maximizing your personal and professional growth. I'm Jamie Wilson, Carter Rock's Coaching Program Manager. Join us each month for The Coach Approach to hear leaders at all levels shed light on what coaching is and the amazing benefits it offers. Listen as they share their personal testimonies about how partnering with a coach was transformational by using self-reflection to discover hidden talents, higher potential, and even obstacles that once prevented their forward movement. So whether you're ready to go to the next level, seeking a promotion, want more self-confidence, The Coach Approach is the right place for you. Joining us today is Mr. Joe Hausnick. Joe is a project manager with the Defense Information Systems Agency, or better known as DISA. Joe specializes in coaching executives and leaders. He will be talking today about how coaching has personally impacted him, and he'll also cover the topic, coaching the executive. So, Joe, thank you so much for taking the time to share with us today.
Yeah, sure, Jamie. I'm glad to join in. Thanks for inviting me.
Thanks for being here. So, you know, we've had several conversations about coaching executives and what that means and what that looks like. So I know our listeners today will be very interested in hearing your story. So would you like to share your personal testimony first?
Sure. Yeah, I can tell you kind of how I arrived at this place where I'm at. So I joined DOD and DISA about 5.5 years ago, and I came from a different federal department. I've worked in Department of Labor. I've worked in Department of Transportation, and had some varied roles there, working at really high levels in the federal government. Mm-hmm. And even before that, I worked in, I'm out in Oklahoma, and I worked for the state of Oklahoma. I worked right underneath the governor. So I've had a lot of exposure and seen a lot of how things operate at this really high level. And a lot of times I think we learn most from how things don't go well. You know, it's those micro failures, sometimes they're catastrophic failures that go, wow, this could have gone a lot better had this happened. So we have these learning experiences, and I've had a lot of those. So when I joined DISA 5.5 years ago, they were starting up their coaching program, and I saw an email, just one of these distribution emails that said, hey, we're looking for coaches. And I'm like, that's me. Sign me up.
That's awesome.
Yeah, so that was my introduction into the Federal Coaching Network. I was just finishing up my ICF certification at the ACC level, Associate Certified Coach, and was kind of given an on-ramp by the DISA coaching manager, Nicole Mead, to just start coaching across the federal government. So what was really great and how this has really worked out well for me is my job as a project manager within DISA, I'm given a tremendous amount of latitude to work my projects when they need to be worked, manage my time. So my supervisor at the time, a great person, told him my interest. He says, yeah. He says, I think coaching is super valuable for leadership. He says, I'm going to give you lots of latitude to do as much coaching as you want to do.
Oh, wow.
Just make sure you keep your projects up to snuff. So the last 5.5 years has just been a really big opportunity for me. It's been really just kind of the perfect storm. Well, I've had the opportunity to get on ground floor, so to speak, with the DISA coaching program. And it's allowed me to reach out across the federal government. And for example, right now, and probably for the last 2 years, I've had more coaching clients outside of the DOD than I have had within the DOD, and definitely outside of DISA.
Oh, wow. Wow.
Right.
So how has coaching personally impacted you?
Well, that's the fascinating thing about coaching. When I was considering taking professional coaching prior to coming to DISA, I had kind of a mentor I was talking to for a short period of time. And I was involved with software development, and we were doing agile software development practices, which involves a version of coaching. And my mentor said, he says, look, Joe, you've gone as far as you can go with agile coaching. He said, you're an enterprise level transformational coach for IT. He says, you need to get into a professional coaching program. And I'm like, really? He says, yeah, that's your next step if you want to continue to grow. So we talked a little bit about it. And what struck me is, he says, what you really need to think about is, how is this going to change you as a person? How is it going to change your relationships? How is it going to change how you see the world? What awareness you have of yourself? And this is a conversation that I've never had before, that I had with him. And it really set me back on my heels to think mm-hmm. about, wow, this isn't just, you know, learning a skill training. This is evolving myself. And when you're presented this for the first time, it's really hard to imagine how that's going to happen. So how coaching has impacted me personally is everything my mentor said has come to fruition. Mm-hmm. My relationships have changed. My outlook on the world has changed. My outlook on people have changed. I still have many of the same interpersonal challenges that we all have. I get frustrated. I get angry. I get annoyed, impatient, but I'm quicker to catch that in myself, and I'm quicker to identify what it is about me, what my expectations are mm-hmm. that's driving these feelings. So it's
and the triggers,
and it's about self-awareness.
Mm-hmm. Yes, absolutely. We're all there. I'm right there with you.
So it's, you know, my relationships improved, how I look mm-hmm. at the world. I think I'm a happier person.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not saying it's a panacea, but
right.
it's forward progress. I would say it's, my life is improved because of it.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. I love that. Thank you. Thank you for sharing. So tell us a little bit about coaching the executive.
Coaching the executive. Yeah. So I started coaching GS-15s about 3 years ago at kind of the highest level of the GS. And in my first GS-15, I was coaching. Again, I have a background. I was a GS-15. I also worked at the SL level within the Department of Transportation, senior technical level for mm-hmm. a short period of time, for a couple of years. So I have some ideas. And then I've, you know, like I said, I've worked in state government. My claim to fame is I was fired by the governor of Oklahoma back in 2006. So I've been in the trenches at the senior level when mm-hmm. you know, the governor asked for your resignation because they're bringing in all their political people. Mm-hmm. So mm-hmm. I have an idea how this works at the very senior level. So when I'm the first GS-15 I was coaching, one of the things they said to me was like, look, I'm not here to get mentoring or coaching about how to do my job. He says, I'm a GS-15. He says, nobody knows how to do this job better than me. And I was like, okay, well, that's mm-hmm. not what coaching's about, but mm-hmm. thank you for setting the expectation. And mm-hmm. and that's kind of like what set the trajectory about executive coaching. I became keenly aware that the coach, the executive coach, needs to understand what are the necessary skills to be an effective executive. And of course, a coaching conversation, as you've probably talked about in your other podcast, it's the first step for the coach and client is to establish a relationship, establish right. rapport. And a lot of that relationship is established through the coach reflecting back to the client that they hear what the client's saying, that they have an understanding. It's a tangible exhibition of empathy.
Mm-hmm.
It's paraphrasing. Yes. It's feeding back. And I would say, unless you as a coach have a pretty solid understanding of what it takes to be an effective executive, it's hard to build that rapport. It's hard to have that empathy with the executive about where they're at in this sort of rare air height of their career. So I think that's one of the first things that you need to realize. There are a lot of executive coaches out there that have resumes that are really terrific. You know, they're senior executive this, they were chief executive of this, they've got this really stellar resume. And that's great for an executive coach to have that experience. But I would say the watchword is, if it appears that this executive coach intends to enter a relationship with the executive client, and they're going to give mentoring or consulting, the executive coach isn't really doing coaching. Mm. What the goal is of the executive coach is to build self-awareness, emotional intelligence, and the capacity to influence others. Those are the key skills that your executive needs to have. Mm. And as an executive coach, those are the things you need to watch out for, that you need to be sensitive to, and hopefully be able to provide poignant questions to your executive so they can have build that in themselves, their self-awareness, emotional intelligence, and understand what it takes to influence others within their organization and in their mm-hmm. position.
That's amazing. Wow. Great insight. I don't have any experience coaching executives, and it's really, you know, not my forte. So it's nice to hear that that information from someone who does, right?
Yeah.
So and that's basically been your forte from the beginning, right?
For the last 3 years. So in the last year, I've taken on three SESs. Mm-hmm. One of them's in DOD. The two others are in different departments of the federal government.
Right.
The conversations are really telling, in so much as these executives often rely on what has got them to where they're at in their career at this point.
Mm-hmm.
So there's the old saying, what got you here won't get you there.
And I think that's true for all of us, right?
It really is.
At every stage in our career.
Mm-hmm. It really is. We need to evolve.
Mm-hmm.
Some of the conversations are about, you know, with the executives are like, how do I get positive feedback from my supervisor? And it's really an interesting conversation because it's like, well, you're a senior executive. You really don't have a supervisor.
Mm-hmm.
Your job is to create strategy. Your job is to define the mission as you see it within the organization, as it's laid out within mm-hmm. within law, and then develop a vision and influence those people below you, those other SESs and GS15s, influence those to rise to the vision you have of the organization.
And it tells a story, doesn't it? That they're human like all of us are.
Exactly, Jamie. It tells a very poignant, mm-hmm. you know, a story that they struggle with the same things that all of us do.
Mm-hmm.
It's just a matter of like, how do you help them become aware of that? Yeah.
And navigating through the process, I guess.
It really is. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, do you have anything else you'd like to add?
Not really. Okay. Other than I just think leadership and executive coaching is really critical for yeah. building strong and effective organizations. And it's an exciting space to be in coaching.
I agree very much so. Well, Joe, thank you so much again for taking the time to share your valuable insights with us. Very much appreciate it. So, and I would also like to thank all of you listeners out there for joining this episode of The Coach Approach, brought to you by NSWC Carter Rock's coaching program. If you want to learn more about coaching, visit NSWC Carter Rock's coaching program SharePoint site. If you want to request a coach, contact Jamie Wilson at 301-335-0492. Thank you and have a great day.